ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। यहि
यहि
वावा
प्रतीपं
इव आचक्षान
तत्प्रतिक्रिया
कर्म निहत्सितं
इति
व्रतं
आजगरम्
आस्थितः
अश्नाति
विभोति
खादति
अवमेहति
वदति
स्म
चेष्टमान
उच्चरित
आदिग्धोद्देशः
यर्हि वाव स भगवान् लोकमिमं योगस्याद्धा प्रतीपमिवाचक्षानस् तत्प्रतिक्रिया कर्म बिभत्सितमिति व्रतमाजगरमास्तित शयान एवाश्नाति पिबति खाद्यत्यवमेहति हदति स्म चेष्टमान उच्चरित आदिग्धोद्देशः।
यर्हिवास भगवान् लोकमिमां योगस्याद्धा प्रतिपामिव चक्षणात् तत्प्रतिक्रिया कर्मा विभत्सितमिति व्रतामाजगरमस्तित शयानैव श्नाति पिबति खादति अवमिहति हदति स्म चेष्टमान उच्चरिता दिग्धोद्देश।
Yarhi Vava,
Yarhi Vava,
when
Saha,
Saha,
he,
Bhagavan,
Bhagavan,
the personality of Godhead,
personality of Godhead,
Lokam,
Lokam,
the people in general,
the people in general,
Imam,
this,
Yogasya,
Yogasya,
to the performance of yoga,
to the performance of yoga,
Adha,
Adha,
directly, Pratipam,
Pratipam,
antagonistic,
Eva,
like, Achakshanaha,
Achakshanaha,
observe,
Tat,
of that.
Pratikriya
for counteraction.
Karma
activity.
Vibhatsitam
abominable.
Iti.
Thus.
Vratam.
The behavior.
Ajagaram.
Of a python.
To stay in one place.
Astitah.
Accepting.
Shayanaha,
lying down.
Eva,
indeed.
Ashnati,
eats.
Pibati,
drinks.
Khadati,
chews.
Avamehati,
passes urine.
Hadati,
passes stool.
Sma,
thus.
Cheshtamanaha,
rolling.
Uccharite,
in the stool and urine.
Adigdhoddeshaha,
His body thus smeared.
Translation. When Lord Rishabhadeva saw that the general populace was very antagonistic to his execution of mystic yoga, he accepted the behavior of a python in order to counteract their opposition. Thus, he stayed in one place and lay down. While lying down, he ate and drank, and he passed stool and urine and rolled in it. Indeed, he smeared his whole body with his own stool and urine, so that opposing elements might not come and disturb him.
जड़ ही बाब स भगवान लोक मीमं योगस्य अध्या सो दिस इज अनदर प्रोसेस ऑफ योग सिद्धि अजागर वृत्ति अजागर पाइथन lying down in one place, eating and passing urine, stool, everything. Ajagarvritti. Ajagar, the python, it lies down in one place, big python, sometimes covered by the earth, but still he gets his food. Big animals enter into a womb of the python. And the python can eat even a full horse, what to speak of other animals. But still Krishna supplies him food. He hasn't got to go anywhere. So sometimes saintly person, they sit down in one place. If Krishna sends him food, he will eat. Otherwise he will starve. In our Acharya Sampradaya, Madhavendra Puri, Billamangal Thakur, they are doing that in Vrindavan. Billamangal Thakur, he was blind, he was sitting in one place, and Krishna used to come and supply him milk. So there is no anxiety for maintenance of the body. There is no anxiety. Shastra therefore says, don't spoil your energy for the matter of maintenance of the body. That is already settled up. Eko jo bahunam vidhati kama. That is the basic injunction. Nityanam, chetanas chetananam. Eko jo bahunam vidhati kama. The Supreme Lord is nitya, as we are nitya. Nitya means there is no birth and death. Na jayate na mrityate va. Nitya sasatayam na hannati hannavani parive. This is our constitutional position. And what is the difference between the two nityas? One is plural number and the other is singular number. The singular number, nitya or Krishna, he supplies food to everyone. Whatever we require, that is already settled up. Therefore, we should not spend our energy for maintenance of the body. That is not required. Kasyaiva heta pradati to kovida nalabhati jada brahmatama parijada. Our human energy should be utilized only for that purpose which was not fulfilled in other lives. 8,400,000 different species of life and you are changing, tatha dehantara prapti, by nature's law, prakite kriyamanani, gunai karmani, according to guna and karma, we are changing our body in 8,400,000 species and forms. That is by nature's law, it is going on. And the nature's law, according to the body, one has to eat, sleep, and sense gratification and protection. That night you see so many dogs. The whole day they could not get food. At night they are crying. And there are other bodies, they are eating nicely. Even the small birds, they have got food. But this dog, they cannot get food. This is God's arrangement. They are condemned life. Otherwise, others are getting food. Why? This bird is not getting food. The hogs, they are eating stool. So varieties of life and varieties of position, you cannot change them. That is not possible. So the theories, humanitarianism, Daridra Narayan Seva. Seva, it is not Seva. A poor man, you can have mercy, daya. That is allowed. It's like we distribute prasadam. That is, bariseshu, ishare tadadhaneshu, bariseshu, vishasya. Premamatri, kripa, upekha, kripa. Those who are suffering, innocent, they do not know how to get released from the suffering. They are called balisha. Just like a child. A child is suffering, he does not know how to get relieved. So one should take care. They should be given shelter, they should be given cloth, food. It is the duty of the parents. That is natural. So, for the balisha, innocent, it is our duty to show them mercy, give them food, give them shelter, give them instruction of Krishna consciousness, so that he may understand why he is here in this material world, why he is suffering. Kiyami kano more jape taputra. Everyone is suffering threefold miserable condition of life, adhathi, adibhoti, adidoivi. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is meant for showing mercy to the innocent who are suffering in this material world. That is what. It is not Daridra Narayan Seva that I am very rich man, I am rich Narayan, and therefore I can serve the Daridra Narayan. There is no question of serving them. No. The fact is, everyone is suffering. There is nobody. Because asat griha, sada samugvigna dhiyam asat griha. Anyone in this material world is suffering. Full of anxieties. Even the birds and beasts will find that full of anxiety. Why? Asadgraha. Because he accepted this material body, which is asat, which is temporary. Asatuma, sadgama. Their Vedic injunction is, don't stay in this material existence. Come to the spiritual existence. Sat, om tat sat. This is the civilization. Not to keep the people in ignorance and flatter them that you are making very good advance. There is no advance unless one is interested in spiritual life. There is no. Tasyaiva heta pradati ta kovida na labhati jad brahmatam apari. In this way, we are wandering within this universe in different forms of life, in different planets, in different social positions, so many varieties. So this is not our life. Our life is to regain our spiritual consciousness, revive our spiritual existence, and for this purpose we must endeavor. Tasyaiva heta pradati kovida. Kovida means one who is intelligent. Otherwise, those who are not intelligent, they think that, oh, I have got this life, I shall enjoy sense gratification, and there is no life after death. Krishna says, tatha dehantara prapti, but these rascals will say, no, there is no life. So, therefore Krishna has said, murhas, rascals. They do not accept what I am speaking in this Bhagavad Gita. Namāga duṣkitunam mūrhā pavaddhanti narādhā. They got the chance of understanding Krishna, but they do not know. And the so-called rascal leaders, they are also misleading them, that there was no battle of Kuruṣetra, there was no instruction like that. It is all mythology, and we can utilize it for our political purposes, but it has no value. I can interpret in my own way, you can interpret in your own way. Actually, this instruction has no value. Jatamat tatapa, you can interpret in your own way, I can interpret in this way, things are going on. This is the position. Therefore, our movement is being checked in the Western countries, that this is a brainwash movement. Brainwash movement. That we are injecting some ideas by psychology, mental control, and our people, they are taking to it, and it is spreading like epidemic. How to check it? Therefore they are now taking action. How to stop this Hare Krishna movement in Europe and America that time? Of course we are not afraid of this attempt. They will never be successful, rest assured. Because we are pushing Krishna consciousness. Krishna was attempting to be killed from the very beginning of his life. That is the nature of this material world. How to kill God? God is dead. This is their attempt. So from the life of Krishna we can understand that so many attempts were made by the demons and the rakshasas to kill Krishna, but actually Krishna killed them all. So if you are sincere, if you follow the principles and push on this Krishna consciousness movement, nobody can kill you. He'll go forward, rest assured. We are not going to be killed. That they are perceiving, that this movement is spreading like epidemic. And the young men of Europe and America, they're taking seriously. Professor Stilson Judah already has given his conclusion that this movement is not going to stop. It will go. That's a fact. Krishna cannot be killed. Neither his movement cannot be killed. Rather, those who are attempting to kill, they will be killed. But we must be very sincere, serious, follow the regulative principle and chant Hare Krishna mantra as you have been taught. Follow this principle boldly and there is no fear. So, Rishabhdev is Krishna. So, he became disturbed while walking on the street. He's not disturbed, but it is instruction that if you are disturbed, you feel disturbed in this way, so you adopt this way, you sit down. Similarly, if they are disturbing too much, so we can sit down in one place and chant Hare Krishna. There is no difficulty. Krishna will send you all necessities. Tesham nityabhijuktanam yogakshemam bhavyam. He promises. Krishna cannot say anything lie. He is perfect. So, if there is actually impediments to push on this movement, people disturb too much, never mind. You sit down in one place and still go on preaching. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. People will come still in India. Why India? In your country also. Instantly person goes, they come. That is the practice in everywhere. So, you can sit down and still preach. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Amara gai guru haiya, taro ei desh. Ei desh means where you are sitting, where you are living, any place. And sit down. Amara gai guru haiya, taro ei desh. But try to deliver these innocent persons who are suffering. Everyone is suffering. That should be the motto. Do not sit idly, eat and sleep. No. Either loitering, wandering. I know our men in Krishna consciousness, they are bold enough. They have sometimes been, beaten in the airport, but still they are so straightforward, suffering from the police, from the public. As a result, they were sometimes pited on his body, urine on his body. So much. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishabhdev. He is teaching us that for the ultimate benefit of life, you prepare yourself to suffer all kinds of tribulations. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this instruction. Tinadapi sunice, karorapi sahisunna, amanina manadena, kirtaniyasana. You should not give up your preaching work. Kirtaniyasana. If there are tribulations, as it is up there, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vaikuntha. And he has no suffering. Haridas Thakur, he was beaten in 21 bazaars. Regular with cane, because he was Mohammedan, and in those days, the Mohammedan kingdom was going on, Pathan ruling. So the Qazi, he saw that one Mohammedan, he has become a devotee of Krishna. So he called him. So that with great fortune he became a Mohammedan, and now you are taking to Hinduism, you are so unfortunate. So he could understand that he is a rascal. What I shall talk with him and argue with him? He simply said, "Sir, it is, what is the fault there? There's like so many Hindus, they sometimes become Mohammedan. And suppose if I become a Hindu, I have become a Hindu, then what is wrong there?" The Qazi took it very seriously. "You are answering? All right." Ordered him that you beat this man in 20 on cane, caning. So Haridas Thakur was beaten in public market. The idea was that meeting he would die. But he did not die. Then the men who were given in charge to beat him, they became afraid that if this man is not dead, then the Qazi will take us very seriously, that we have not beaten him seriously. So they began to flatter him, "Sir, unless you die, we will be dead. Our life is in great danger." So Haridas Thakur made a show of death, and he was brought before the Qazi that he had the body dead. Sometimes this kind of tribulation are there. Jesus Christ, what was his fault? He was preaching about God or Krishna, that's what his fault, and he was crucified. So this is the world. This is the world. As soon as you become, this is Maya's arrangement. Maya, as soon as she sees that this man is going out of my hand, she will put so many tribulations, and we have to tolerate them. Tinada pishunichi, taroru pishayas, amani namanu, kirtaniya sadhana. But you cannot stop kirtan, that is not. So, you should learn from the Mahajana Jina Gatasya Pantha. Learn from the Mahajan. Mahajan means the devotees. Mahajan is also addressed in India to the Baniyas, means the mercantile class. Mahajan. The Brahman is addressed as Pandit, and the Kshatriya is addressed as Thakur, and the Vaishyas are addressed as Mahajan. and the Shudras are addressed as Chaudhari. This is Indian etiquette. So we are not talking of this Beniya Mahaj. Mahajans are described in this Shastra, 12 Mahajans. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Manu, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, Vaiyasaki, Vayam. They are 12 Mahajans, and we have to follow this Mahajan. The Rishabhdev is also Mahajan. And the greatest Mahajan is Krishna. Nitya Nityana, Chaitana Chaitanana. Jana, Jana means life. And Mahajana, the Supreme Person. Mahajana Jina Gatasya Pancha. Don't argue unnecessarily. Tarka Pratishta Suto Vivinya. You cannot come to conclusion by this method or that. Just try to follow. Sadhu Margana Gavanam Adu Gunbasram Sadharma Pritya Sadhu Margana Gavanam. We have to follow the footprints of great saintly persons, devotees, Mahajan. Here is Rishabhdev. But in the Kali Yuga, it is not possible to imitate Ajagar Vritti. It is not possible because we are already so weak. Mandasa mandamatayo mandabhagya mudrata. This is our position. We are very unfortunate. Every one of us is very bad manda, bad habits. So it is not possible to imitate Rishabhdev or Haridas Thakur. Don't imitate, but try to follow. Anusaran. Anukaran is not good. Anukaran means false imitation. That is called Anukaran. And Anusaran means to follow. Try to follow as far as possible. So, we have got good opportunity to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is intelligence. Jaggai Sankirtanai Praya Jajantihi Sumedhas. There is no need of unnecessarily accepting tribulation, which is impossible in this age, because we are so much disturbed. We are already dead, just like animals. Therefore, it is a special concession. Kalo dosa nidhe rajan, hi asti eku maha nigunam, hi tanadiva krishnasya mukta sangapana. Simply try to chant Hare Krishna mantra very sincerely, without any offense. Then it is not possible to imitate or even follow Rishabhdev's process of self-realization. In the Kali Yuga it is not possible. But as it is recommended in the Shastra, as Rishabhdev in his another incarnation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is teaching Kalo nāsteva 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 gatirannatha. Hare nāma, Hare nāma, Hare nāma yuvakevula. Chant Hare Krishna and you will get perfection. Thank you very much.